Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. She's got a new single called Say Hello to Goodbye. And we're going to chat with her actually right now on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're going to say hello to Chantel. Hi, Chantel.
Hello. Say goodbye to me.
Not yet.
Just say hello. Yeah.
It's been a minute since we've said hello, right?
I know, but we go way back though, Ralphie.
What have you been up to? I think the last time we spoke was right before the album No Gravity dropped.
Yeah, and since then I've been all over the place. I just got off tour with Jason Derulo. We did a UK you can't just say
exactly.
Jason Derulo.
Oh, that's good. Right. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. You must do this for a living, huh?
Right. It was a lot of fun, though. We had a great tour, and I also did a European tour as well. So it's been super busy. I just got back from Jakarta, where I did a huge BlackBerry event. So
hold on. You did a BlackBerry event? Weren't you rocking a Sidekick last time I saw you, or no?
See how far back we go?
I know,
you were
exactly
there for my Sidekick days. Oh, I feel so but you know, then I went through my whole G1 phase, and I'm just a techie, though. I have all of them. I have an Android, I have an iPhone, I have a BlackBerry, and it's kind of a weird thing. I have to have all of them, because like everyone else that I know, they all use different things.
And now, wait a minute. Speaking of all the cool tech items that you have, you just got your Mac back today. What happened with that?
Okay, first of all, while I was on tour with Jason, my Mac dies on me.
Oh.
And I'm like, what am I going to do? Not only am I not home, I'm like in Europe and the UK.
Right.
And to top things off, when I was in Manchester, my phone got stolen at my after party.
What?
So I'm like, wow, this is going great. I have no phone that works.
Oh, man.
I have no laptop. I was like in the desert for 2 weeks, and I just got my Mac back today, so I feel like I can breathe again. You don't understand, like when I don't have this stuff, my whole world stops. I can't work. I can't write songs. Can't do anything.
Chantel, are you the type of artist that you'll keep like demos on your Mac and some stuff all that stuff?
Yeah. Uh-oh. It gets pretty. I actually had to buy like a new external hard drive just to dump everything because I'm like an electronic hoarder. Or a digital hoarder. I think I just invented a new term. I'm a digital hoarder.
You're the only artist that I know that travels with a bag that includes like an iPod cable and a USB cable. And like you had drumsticks in there.
Yeah,
and
you saw that. Yeah,
yeah,
I had
yeah.
Everything.
The extension cord. You're like you're all set
you
no matter where
prepared.
You are. Right, exactly. Chantel here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Your last big hit, Impossible. I just read this too. You never told me that Impossible was originally offered to Leona Lewis. you forgot to mention that one
so
to me,
weird.
Chantel.
That had been a rumor, you know, that I heard, but I don't like to be, you know, I don't want to be a part of the rumor mill. I will only report things that I know are true. So I did hear that, and it's funny enough, it's been a while since I released Impossible, but then while I was on the UK tour, I was in Norway, and I actually decided, hey, I have some time, let me record while I'm out here. And while I was in the studio with the producer, he was like, so, the guy that produced Impossible, that's my good buddy. And then he basically confirmed it for me.
Wow.
And he's like, did you know that Leona turned it down? I'm like, dude, you have to tell me if this is true, because I've been hearing this for like over a year, and I don't know if it's true or not.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yes, it really is true. She really did pass it up. But then he said that she actually recorded a couple other songs from the same producer. So maybe she just couldn't relate at the time,
right,
or what, but it worked out for me.
No,
so thank you, Leona.
Right.
You know, you're my homegirl and everything.
If you see her out in public, how does that work? You see her out in public, do you say, like, thank you? Do you even
I'm going to run
yourself
and give her one big fat hug.
Okay, that'll
I'm
work.
I'm just going to be like, thank you so much, Leona,
right,
for not singing the song that's actually turned out to be the biggest song of my career. So,
of course, Impossible on that album, No Gravity. So is Say Hello to Goodbye, the next single. Tell me about this song. I really, really, and I'm not really like a big fan of power ballads and slower songs, but this
yeah.
song just it kicks ass, girl.
Oh, thank you. Well, that means a lot to me. It really does, because you know, when I first thought about doing Say Hello to Goodbye, everyone was like, "Are you crazy? This sounds like a pop country rock ballad. What are you doing? Like, no one's gonna get this from you." I just feel it, and it just feels right, and I was going through something at the time, and it was so real to me, and that was just what I felt. And so the words just came out. I started writing. When I was recording, the producer was like, dude, it took me like over 2 days just to record it, because the producer was like, dude, okay, I get it about being real, but honestly, you're crying so much. Like, we can't even understand what you're saying. So you're going to have to come you're just going to have to come back tomorrow and try again, because this is not good. You're not getting through the song at all. Like, that's how it was, so real to me.
By the way, the new single, again, it's called Say Hello to Goodbye. We're going to spin it a little later tonight with the Daily Download. Chantel, hey, thank you so much, love, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Ralphie. You know, we'll catch up. If not in person, obviously, on Twitter.